A green expo was held at the USF campus in Tampa over the weekend. WMNF's Jessica Guenza reports.
USF has strong and committed groups of faculty, staff, and students who make a difference in environment and make a difference in sustainability. And in the next few years, we will harness this talent to help us find ways to make our campus more sustainable as we face the realities of climate change.
That was University of South Florida President Judy Genshaf speaking on Saturday. The American Colleges and University Climate Commitment pledges to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by mid-century and includes sustainability education in the curriculum for all students. 515 universities and colleges have already signed the climate commitment, including Stetson University and University of Florida. Daniel Yeh, assistant professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, speaks about the measures to be taken by the university.
You know, within 2 months of signing this agreement, you will basically develop a program to chart a course for sustainability. You will start to, within 1 year, take inventory of emissions on campus. And then within 2 years, come up with a plan for reducing carbon emissions.
Signing the commitment is a major step forward for USF, an institution some say has not done enough to move forward sustainably. Student activists and Green Campus's Green Communities panel member, Jordan Stone, rates the university in terms of environmental impact.
I would say we rate very low as a green, sustainable campus as of right now, but we're dramatically increasing that awareness, especially in these hard time with budget cuts and things of that nature. But what we can do like around campus that would be more sustainable first is information and putting that information out to the students so that they know what policies and what is and what is not being done and how we're moving towards what would be a sustainable campus.
While the signing of the commitment obligates the university to tangible standards to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, the expo itself brought together exhibitors such as USF's Chapter of Engineers Without Borders, the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Bus System, and Southwest Florida Water Management District. Reporting for WMNF Tampa, this is Jessica Glenza.